Let's perhaps see the Ramban's Hakdom here to Sefer Vayikra. A Sefer Zehu Torah's Kohanim Levi'im. Yiva'e bo inyane ha-korbanos kulon u'meshmaras ha-mishkan. Ki kashe hoya Sefer Echad b'inyan ha-golos והגאולה ממנו והשלימו בעניין עולמות וכבוד השם אשר מילי עשה משכן ציוו בקורבנוס ובשמירס המשכן שיהיו הקורבנוס כפרה להן ולא יגרמו העוונוס לסילוק השכינה. So the Ramban here is sort of filling in the missing piece for what we had discussed in conjunction with his Hakdamah to Parshas Truma. So for the Rambam, the purpose and therefore the definition of the Beis HaMikdash is Muchan Lios Makirim Bo Kavanos. So obviously, that there is no question as to what the Hakavas Korbanos, the business of Mikdash, as it were, is Gufa, the purpose of Mikdash. Masha and Kain, according to the Ramban, that the purpose of Mikdash is V'shachanti B'socham, is to be an address for the Hashras HaShechina. So how does the daily business of Mikdash, which is Korbanos, how does that fit into the picture? So that's what the Ramban answers. That the Korbanos, which are a source of Kapara, so they're a preventive, that lo yigrim muhavon is the sila kashchina. V'tziva b'kohanim hanigoshim el Hashem שיזכדושו שהזה על תומז מקדש וקדושו וגם שלא יהרסו לעלוס על השם כמו שאומר דבר לארון הוכיחו ועל יובל וחולס על הקודש מבס לפרוכס על פני הכפרס של האורן וליומוס כי בענון הנעירה על הכפרס כעזהרס פן יהרסו על השם לרוס ונופל ממנו רוב. But so the Ramban earlier, I'm not sure if we, I think maybe we didn't read these few lines in the Ramban back there in Parshas Truma together. Ramban and Parshas Truma highlighted the parallelism between the psukim which describe the Hashras HaShechina on Ad Mamad HaSinai with the Hashras HaShechina of Mishkan Mikdash. And here the Ramban is following through on that parallelism, right? And the Ramban is saying that similarly, that the azharos as to how one approaches the mokom hamakudosh, the mokom hamikdosh, you have the same parallelism. That just as everyone needed to be tohor by Mamed Hasina, just as there were gvulos for people as to where they could go, where they couldn't go. So all of that is duplicated in terms of Mikdash. V'achar kach yagbil ha-mishkan kahagbolas ha-sinai be'es ha-yosham kvod el k'Yisrael. V'hinei rov ha-sefer ha-zeh be-korbanos. again, as we discussed in when looking at the Hakdama to Sefer Shmos, so the Ramban explains that the division of Torah into Chamish Chumashim is that each of the Svarim has its thematic unity. So, Vayikra is Torah's Kohanim. The Kohanim are the ones who are responsible for Avodas HaKorbanos. V'hinei rov ha'sefer hazeh b'korbanos b'toras ha'korban v'hamakrivim u'b'mokom she'yizkaru bo. V'yavol bo k'tzas mitzvos nigrarosim eile. Ki mitchila tziva b'korbanos ha'nedova v'osa ha'chele v'hadom ba'avurim. Right, so interesting. The Ramban says the pshat in Issa Chelev Adam is because since Chelev Adam is the ikar of what goes on the Mizbeach in Korbanos, so by Behemoth Chulin, it's off limits. The Chelev Adam is restricted for Hakrava. So if it's a Behemoth Kachim, if it's a Korban, so then it's put on the Mizbeach. If it's a behemas chulin, so then it's also. But the isser of chelev adam by behemas chulin derives from the fact that that's the ikker in terms of the achilas mizbeach by korbanos. Ba'achrei chen tziva b'korbanos achet. V'nigra achar zeh lahazkir ha-ma'acholim ha-asurim bav wo shehem mitam'im v'ho'ochal o ha-nogeh b'hem b'chol kodesh lo yiga v'el ha-mikdash lo yovel v'im nichnas shom b'tumo yiyah chayov korbon ole v'yored shehizkiru kvot. So this, I think we spoke about, I don't recall. So man says, so why is it that in Parsha Shmini, you have basically the dinim of Kashrus? So how does that find its place in Torah's Kohanim, in Korbanos? So the Ramban's answer at first glance seems to be a stretch. Now, it's true that these animals are also metame, but certainly our, I don't know, primary association, it would seem to be that the most significant core din is the fact that there's an Isra Achila. So it's almost as if the connection to Torah's Kohanim is rather tenuous. So Elamai, the Psukim are very meduyok, like the Ramban, because the way the Torah expresses the Isra Achila is by saying Tzmeim Heim Lachem. Right? The Torah doesn't say, when the Torah lists, again, if you have the animal which doesn't have the two simonim, so the Torah doesn't, it's not a category, the way we refer to it is not, because this is the way the Torah refers to it, it's not a Behema Asura, it's referred to as a Behema Tzmeya. So the Tumah, the Ramban says, highlights. He's not saying, right? I think he would object to that formulation. Ramban is just highlighting. He's just taking out his highlighter and highlighting a word in the Pasuk that the Tumah is the source of the Yisra Achila. It's also Achila because it's Tameh. The Yisra derives from the Tumah. If that's the case, so then the Dine Tumah Shebo are not sort of additional the Dine Tumah again, which are the connection to Toras Kohanim because of their implications for Mikdash, V'achidus Kodshim, the Dine Tumah Shebo are not additional and somewhat secondary Dinim. No, but that's the crux of the Yisra. Ki mishkava metame va'avonam yikare tuma. Same point as by the macholos asuros. Right, tuma k'siv bo ka'arayos. That again, the Torah, the iser arayos, is rooted in tuma. Which is why goremes l'sila kashchina u'legolos. Tuma and hashras hashchina are mutually exclusive. That's why again a tame can't come into mikdash. Tuma and hashras hashchina are mutually exclusive. The just as by machol sasuros, the iser derives from the tuma shabo, so too by arayos the iser derives from the tuma shabo. Ve'od ki hashogeg ben mechuyav hachatos shehiske kvor beveim nefesh achas tachta v'shkoga. Ve'achrei chen hiske mitzvus hashabes mo'odei Hashem ba'avo akoban, k'mo she'omer ele mo'odei Hashem lahakriv ish al Hashem. So here too, the Ramban sensitizes us to again, it's thanks to the lens that the Ramban provides, it's Pshuto Shel Mikra, but it's a Gevaldige Chiddush, otherwise, but Lamaisa, it is Pshuto Shel Mikra. How does Parshas HaMoados come into Sefer Vayikra? So you'll say, because on the Moados, there are Kabbalas Musafin. But again, that seems to latch on to one element of many in Yom Tov and sort of give it primacy by saying, no, Hilchos Yom Tov belongs in Toras Kohanim, because in Yom Tov, one of the things you do is your makriv kavanos. Again, it seems to disproportionately focus on the din of hakrevas kavanos. But that's where the Ramban says, no, but the Torah itself says that's the ikur of Yom Tov. Elam odei Hashem, lahakriv ishal Hashem. What do you have the Yom Tovim for? You have the Yom Tovim to bring. It's not that you have Yom Tov. Once it's Yom Tov, so we'll also have Kavanos Musaf. No, the Torah says Lahakriv, and the Lamed here is it sometimes means in order to, right? Lahakriv Isha Lashem. Bizman Azeh, we're missing the Ikur of Yom Tov. We're missing the Ikur of Yom Tov. Rov Pashias HaSefer HaZeh Yedabel Vahen Ima Kohanim Dabel Aaron Ve'El Banov Tavis Avnus And Banov Ube Pashias Kedoshim Ktsas Mitzvos Levnei Yisrael Ruban Nigraros Im Inyani HaKobanos Obe Domim Lahem Ube Mkola Mafarish Be'azos HaShal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All right, let me stop here.